Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode contains distressing themes and is intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. On this episode of They Walk Among America, a desire for fame and fortune can sometimes make people do dangerous and even fatal things in an effort for clicks. In 2017, a young couple had ambitions to make it big on the internet. By June of that year, their ambitions to become household names would materialize, but it was at a catastrophically high price. Hello, listeners. I'm your new host, Nina Instead, and welcome to episode 33 of They Walk Among America, a joint production between the Law and Crime Podcast Network and They Walk Among Us, the award-winning true crime podcast. Halstead is a small city in far western Minnesota, located beside the Red River and framed by rolling fields. While it is technically a city, it has more of a rural town feel. Only around 500 people call Halstead home, so most days are quiet for the small police force. Just before 6:30 p.m. on June 26, 2017, a 911 call came into the Halstead Command Center. 19-year-old Mona Lisa Perez screamed down the phone line that she and her boyfriend had been shot outside their home at 549 U.S. Highway 75. The Norman County Sheriff's Office, Halstead Rescue, the Ada Police Department, and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension responded to the frantic phone call. Upon arrival, they found 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz III. He was lying on the floor and bleeding profusely from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was fading in and out of consciousness. Medical personnel arrived moments later. Mona Lisa stood nearby. A look of terror was frozen on her face as paramedics began chest compressions on Pedro. While she had said to the 911 operator that she too had been shot, she had not been injured. In the grass nearby, police found a gold Desert Eagle 50 caliber handgun. Pedro Ruiz III was born January 27, 1995, in Fargo, North Dakota, to Pedro Ruiz Jr. and Virginia M. Ramirez. The love the couple had for their son wasn't enough to keep the marriage alive, and the couple split up while Pedro was just a baby. Following the separation, Virginia took Pedro and his sisters to McAllen in Texas. Tragedy followed the family to Texas, and Virginia passed away not long after. Pedro was sent to live with his father, but the living situation wasn't ideal, and Pedro was sent to live with his grandmother. He remained here for a while before he was fostered by Sarah and Rick Almer, a young couple from Fargo, North Dakota. Pedro remained close with the rest of his family, most of whom lived in Fargo as well. As a young boy, he was known as the risk-taker of the family. As his aunt, Lisa Primo, said, "We called him our little daredevil. He was always chasing a thrill and putting a dangerous twist on everything he did. This included launching himself from the roof into the swimming pool." In 2012, Pedro met Mona Lisa Perez. They were just teenagers at the time, but the couple hit it off immediately. Pedro felt as though he had met his female counterpart, somebody who understood his love for the extreme. 2 years after they began dating, Mona Lisa gave birth to their baby girl, Aaliyah Virginia Ruiz. The young family set up a home in Halstead, a tiny town on the border of North Dakota, between Grand Forks and Fargo. After graduating from West Fargo High School, Pedro found work at BNSF Railroad, where he slotted in as a valuable member of the team. Wanting to provide his blossoming family with the type of stability he was denied while growing up, he worked all hours available. Most days, he worked from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., while Mona Lisa stayed at home with Aaliyah. Evenings and weekends for the family were spent together, sharing meals, listening to music, and watching movies. Mona Lisa and Pedro were also active YouTubers. They had a joint channel, La Mona Lisa, where they documented their lives as young parents living in a small rural town. As per their About page, "Our vlogs will show you the real life of a young couple who happened to be teen parents, from highs to lows, achievements to struggles. Join the fun, follow our journey."
Yeah, today's not really a good day. Me and Pedro are fighting. Like, why? I hate that we fight. We're fighting because, well, since last night, Aaliyah swore at him. And, yeah, now we're fighting about that, which sucks. But what do you do? He's literally ignoring me, guys. He's acting like a little girl, honestly. Ugh. Like, it's the opposite. Like, usually when, like, I feel like when couples get in fights, like, it's usually the girl that, like, ignores the guy and won't talk to him, does the silence treatment. No, it's the other way around. He is the one that ignores me. I'm the one that forgives him right away. And I'm like, forgives him right away for whatever he's done. And I'm just like, hey, let's not fight. But no, he's so stubborn. And he's like, I'm going to show you mad.
It was a family-friendly YouTube channel, which featured videos filmed inside the family's home, the car, and even at the doctor's office, where Mona Lisa revealed in May of 2017 that she was pregnant with the couple's second child and due to give birth in September. The pregnancy news came as a surprise to the couple, but they couldn't be happier. They found out they were expecting a baby boy and knew that his arrival would make their family complete. Videos on La Mona Lisa depicted the family's regular day-to-day happenings and were even bordering on mundane. The couple shared their excitement about the upcoming birth and chatted about paying bills and buying groceries.
Hi, everyone. So a couple hours have passed and I'm ready. And I'm just me by myself. I'm going to go to town to get some groceries for the house this week before it's Monday tomorrow. But I'm happy because I don't have Aaliyah with me, so I get a little break. But yeah, so I thought I'd take you guys along with me to go get some groceries. And Pedro and Aaliyah are going to stay home and just chill at home while I'm gone.
In addition to the family-style videos, the couple enjoyed filming themselves playing pranks on one another. Mona Lisa had named the prank series Mommy vs. Poppy. These were utterly harmless pranks, perfect for the family-friendly channel. In one video, Mona Lisa handed Pedro a donut dusted with talcum powder instead of sugar.
How was that, babe? Can you tell them how you felt?
Fucked up.
I love you. All right, until next time. Team Mommy all the way.
In another, she tricked Pedro into eating the world's hottest chili pepper. The channel, however, wasn't reaching the success that the couple had envisioned, and they decided to up the ante by coming up with low-stakes stunts. In mid-June, they posted a video titled Doing Scary Stunts at the Fair, Part 1.
We're at the fair. Earlier I told you that this morning was a good morning. But it changed around and we're at the fair. And I can't go on any rides, but these two can. Hey, hi.
In this video, they discussed their desire to reach YouTube stardom.
Funny how everyone knows YouTube now.
Yeah, just go on.
Imagine when we have 300,000 subscribers.
Yeah, I told them. I told them the bigger we get, I'll be throwing parties at home. Because it's a small town. I mean, why not?
While the video wasn't a YouTube sensation, barely reaching 100 likes, it inspired Pedro to start his own YouTube channel where he could upload more extreme stunts. Pedro had already picked out a name for the new channel, Damn It Boy, and he had an idea for their first video. For the channel's premiere, Pedro wanted to hold an encyclopedia in front of his chest and have Mona Lisa shoot it with a gun. Pedro hypothesized that the thick book would stop the bullet from traveling the whole way through and hitting him. Mona Lisa wasn't so sure. It sounded dangerous, and she didn't want to do anything that could harm her boyfriend, never mind something that could fatally wound him. Pedro chatted with his family about the wild idea. They too agreed with Mona Lisa. It sounded dangerous. When they asked him why he wanted to do something so irresponsible and potentially fatal, he replied, "Because we want more viewers. We want to get famous. Me and Pedro are probably going to shoot one of the most dangerous videos ever. His idea, not mine," Mona Lisa posted on her Twitter account on June 25th. Mona Lisa had been quite apprehensive about the stunt, and it had taken Pedro around a month to talk her into taking part in it. He was able to eventually dispel her fears by telling her that he had tried the stunt out once already with another encyclopedia, albeit not when he was holding it to his chest. Pedro had shot another encyclopedia and showed Mona Lisa that the bullet did not travel the whole way through. It entered, but it did not exit. He said the same thing would happen during the stunt, that it was completely safe and the video would launch them into YouTube stardom. At around 5 p.m. the following day, Mona Lisa turned to social media once more. She posted on Facebook, "We are in the process of making Pedro a YouTube channel. Oh man, it is going to be sweet. LOL. All the crazy stuff will be on his channel, and mine will be our family life." Around an hour later, Mona Lisa and Pedro began setting up for the stunt. They placed a GoPro on the back of a parked car outside their home, and then set a Sony camera on a ladder. They wanted to ensure they captured the stunt from multiple angles, which they could then clip together to bring their subscribers the most intense video possible. Then, they hit record. The video begins with Mona Lisa sitting in Pedro's car. She is wearing a tight-fitting gray dress, accentuating her 7-month-old baby bump. The door opens and she is carrying a red velvet pillow with a gold Desert Eagle 50 caliber handgun placed on top of it. The Desert Eagle 50 caliber handgun is described as one of the world's most powerful semi-automatic handguns. The camera spans over to Pedro, who explains to his viewers what his new YouTube channel shall be about.
"What's up, everybody? It's Damn It Boy. Why did I choose that name? Well, everything I'm going to be showing you guys on my channel, you guys are going to be saying, Damn It Boy. My channel is going to consist of a lot of crazy stuff. Entertainment just for you guys. I'm not into doing all the by the law. I mean, I will if I have to, but my thing is crazy. I'm borderline crazy. My whole thing, I just love the adrenaline, the pumping, the near-death experiences every time I do something. And with this being my first video, I hope I capture all my audience like that. I hope that with everything I do, you guys can just be hooked on everything I do and just watch until I fail. There's limited challenges. I do a lot of challenges, and I do them until I only do challenges because they're just fun. There's a lot of things I like doing in life that are just crazy. For me, that's my relaxation. Doing jumps, doing fast things, crazy things, near-death experiences. While everyone else is like, "What? He did that? I can't believe he did that. How he is so crazy." Yes, I'm crazy, stupid. You guys, I've heard it all. But that doesn't faze me. I'm still gonna do it.
Pedro then films the introduction to his new channel.
"And today, for my first video, very first video that I'm going to post to start my channel, the very first thing that I'm going to do for you guys, for anyone out there that is into seeing crazy stuff, they're going to be like, who's Pedro? Who's Pedro? Who's this Pedro? Is that the Pedro across the border? Well, yes, I am across the border. But I only look illegal. I'm not here illegally."
He momentarily stops to ask Mona Lisa what else he can say to lure the subscribers in.
Okay, what else?
This is going to be your trailer.
Yeah.
Right on. So when everyone clicks on your page, just everyone will see this trailer mm-hmm. explaining, you did such a good job, and be like, I'm going to be giving you content every week, video once a week, and I hope this channel brings the adrenaline rushes out of you crazy or something.
Out of me, just...
And then we'll start our...
Okay.
The couple had planned on cutting and editing the video. First of all, there was going to be an introduction to the channel, and then the video depicting the stunt. After asking Mona Lisa for advice, Pedro continues with his introduction.
I want to be bringing to you guys crazy stuff. Adrenaline. I want to bring to you guys stuff that will make your blood pump out of your veins. Because I want you to feel everything that I'm doing. That way you don't have to do it yourself. Let me be the one to do the crazy stuff people don't imagine of doing. People don't think that could happen. You see all my role models, Nitro Circus, Jackass, you know, big name stars. That's who I look up to. But my purpose is to be crazier than them. I may fail, but if I fail, I want to die trying. We're all going to die anyways. It's just a matter of how and when. But I don't want to talk about dying. I want to talk about bringing you guys fun, adrenaline pumping, crazy videos every week. I want to be doing something crazy. If you guys follow my Snapchat, a lot of my friends come back to me and be like, Pedro, you are crazy, man. I can't believe it. Just stay safe out there. They always say stay safe, but I only stay safe as much as I can. But
after the introduction, Pedro gives a shout out to Mona Lisa's channel.
What's up, everybody? It's Pedro. Who's Pedro? I'm Pedro. The crazy Pedro. The Pedro that makes you say, damn it, boy. And my channel... Or wait, what am I going to say? Wait.
No, just say, hey, I'm here with my first video.
So
then you say...
Here's my first video. Before we start off with the first video, I'm going to show you guys. I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend's channel. It's called La Mona Lisa. Her channel is consisting... family vlogs, the family side of us. I'm only here to show you the crazy parts of me, the crazy stuff I like to do. You can go ahead and follow up on the nicer side of things, the more family oriented things on her channel, but you'll be able to see all the crazy stuff on my side.
With the formalities out of the way, Pedro then explains to his viewers what the first stunt will consist of.
Here I have my girlfriend, Mona Lisa, tell me out with my first video. The good thing about this is we start things together and we hope to just keep bringing you more crazy stuff. No, I'm gonna...
Okay.
So here I bring to you Mona Lisa, my girlfriend.
Hi, everyone.
So, babe, let's go ahead and show them what we have in store for our first video.
All right. Want to explain?
This right here is a 50 caliber Desert Eagle. The point of this video is I just want to see if a 50 caliber bullet can go through a book.
Say, but what's even crazy?
That's the point of this video. I just want to see if a 50 caliber bullet can go through a book. So The ultimate test to see if this 50 caliber bullet will go through a book is, I'm just not going to just set it and just shoot it. No, I'm going to stand behind it and Mona Lisa is going to shoot it, hoping she hits the book and not me. But the most trustworthy person that I trust in this world is my girlfriend, Mona Lisa. So if I'm gonna die, I'm pretty much ready to go to heaven right now. If I die, I'll be ready for Jesus. He probably won't accept me into the pearly gates because how stupid this is. But I have confidence that my girlfriend will hit the book and not me. Let's do it.
As the video continues rolling, Pedro grabs a hardcover encyclopedia that he had found at a nearby abandoned house and holds it to his chest. The book was around 1.5 inches thick, and Pedro had written on the cover, "Please hit here," alongside a hand-drawn target. Mona Lisa armed herself with the Desert Eagle handgun as Pedro tells her where to aim and how to pull the trigger. The emotion in Mona Lisa's face and voice is noticeable as she tells Pedro, "I can't do it, babe. I'm so scared." Pedro tells Mona Lisa he's scared too, but he trusts her. He tells her to hold the gun with two hands and tells her to level the gun straight. "Does it look even to you?" Mona Lisa asks Pedro. He replied, "You gotta make sure you're in the camera, babe." At one point, Mona Lisa thinks about backing out, telling Pedro, "Baby, if I kill you, what's gonna happen to my life? Like, no, this isn't okay. I don't want to be responsible." Pedro tries to alleviate that fear, telling Mona Lisa, "You won't be as long as you hit the book. As long as you hit the book, you'll be fine. Come on, the battery's gonna die on it. Come closer." Mona Lisa positioned herself around a foot away from Pedro as he clutched the encyclopedia in his hands, protecting his chest. She raised the weapon and slowly squeezed the trigger. A loud bang echoed in the air. Pedro crumples to the ground, clutching his chest. He looked down as blood began to seep from his white shirt. "Oh, shit," he moans as Mona Lisa throws the weapon on the ground and runs to his side. The bullet had traveled straight through the encyclopedia and struck Pedro in the chest. Their 3-year-old daughter, Aaliyah, stood nearby, watching the chaos unfold before her eyes. Mona Lisa grabs her phone to call for help, but she notices that she has only 1% battery. That isn't nearly enough for a phone call, so Mona Lisa ran inside to put the phone on charge and call 911. "We were doing a YouTube video and it went wrong. Please hurry up," she sobbed to the operator. The operator tells her to calm down and asks her to explain the situation. Mona Lisa said, "We were doing a YouTube video and he wanted to see if I could shoot his gun in a book and it went and shot him and it's all on recording." The fear in Mona Lisa's voice is audible as she tells the 911 operator to hurry up, that she is afraid Pedro is going to die. Midway through the phone call, Mona Lisa ran back outside to check on Pedro. He was motionless on the ground. His lips were turning blue. Mona Lisa shook Pedro and said, "Babe, don't. Stay alive. They're coming. They're coming." From his faint chest movements, she could see that he was still alive, but the situation was dire. Mona Lisa then ran back inside the home and said to the 911 operator, "Oh my God, he's dead. He looks like he's dying, ma'am. He's all blue. Please hurry up, ma'am." Police and paramedics rushed to the scene. Upon arrival, chest compressions are conducted on Pedro. Neighbors gathered outside and watched on in horror. Wayne Cameron, who lived nearby, said to the Mercury News, "Everyone was crying. I just couldn't take it anymore, so I had to go back home." Pedro's breathing became fainter and fainter as the paramedics worked tirelessly to bring him back to life. There was nothing that could be done for Pedro, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Mona Lisa was placed into a patrol car at the home, where she detailed what had happened to Deputy Chris Lee. The entire shooting had been filmed. So as Mona Lisa was talking with Deputy Chris Lee, the video cameras were collected as evidence by Norman County Deputy Corey Wells. After Pedro was pronounced dead, Mona Lisa was arrested for dangerous discharge of a firearm. She was transported to the police headquarters to be interviewed by Special Agent Rick Worry. She was read her Miranda rights, and then she began speaking freely about the shooting. Mona Lisa explained that, at first, she didn't want to do it, telling Special Agent Worry, "And it was to see if this book, if a bullet could go through this book or not. And he's practiced before, because he found some books at an abandoned house like a couple of miles away. And he did it one time with a book like that, and it didn't go through. And in the video, he wouldn't stop. And I said, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And he said, no, it's okay. Just trust me. Nothing's going to happen. It won't go through. And then we did the video. Then it went through. She said that she didn't want to hurt Pedro, that he was her everything, and she would be lost without him. She then consented to a DNA sample. As Special Agent Rick Worry explained, you know, for the scene, what we do is we have a crime scene team, and then we also have a lab in Bemidji where we test things such as DNA. Even though it may be on video, I'll request a DNA sample. Before the interview ended, Mona Lisa asked what was going to happen to her, but Special Agent Worry said that he did not have a magic eight ball. He informed her she was going to be sent to the Tri-County Jail in Crookston, but he couldn't say for sure whether she was going to be charged with anything further. The interview only lasted around half an hour, following which Mona Lisa was transported to jail. The following day, Mona Lisa's charges were elevated to second-degree manslaughter, which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Mona Lisa was released from jail after posting a cash bond of $7,000. She was ordered to wear a GPS monitor and was not allowed near any firearms. As details of the shooting were released in the media, people across the world flocked to social media, mainly to criticize Mona Lisa and Pedro. There were some messages of condolences, but even they contained criticisms, most of which asked how the couple could do something so stupid. While Mona Lisa's postings on Twitter rarely got more than 3 retweets, her final post had over 4,000 retweets, 3,000 likes, and thousands of comments, most of which were negative. Mona Lisa and Pedro's family quickly came to the couple's defense, with Pedro's aunt, Claudia Ruiz, telling the Twin Cities Pioneer Press, "They were in love. It was just a prank gone wrong. I wish they wouldn't have done it. I wish he would have just done another prank. He was so young. He had so much going for himself." Claudia also said that Mona Lisa would have to live with the fact that she had killed her boyfriend, the father of their 2 children, for the rest of her life. That alone should have been adequate punishment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In October, Mona Lisa appeared in court. By now, she had given birth to the baby boy that Pedro was so excited to meet. He was healthy and was named Pedro Ruiz IV in honor of his late father. The judge told Mona Lisa to keep the court and her defense attorney informed about her living arrangements and ordered her to return to court in December. When the next court hearing rolled around on December 15th, Mona Lisa pleaded guilty to second-degree manslaughter in the shooting of Pedro. The prosecution and the defense had reached a plea agreement in which Mona Lisa was to serve 180 days in jail and 10 years on probation. As part of the agreement, Mona Lisa was to serve 3 months in jail in one-month increments over the course of 3 years, and then serve the final 3 months under house arrest. If Mona Lisa had gone to trial and been convicted of second-degree manslaughter, she would have been facing a 10-year prison sentence and a $20,000 fine. Her plea agreement also stipulated that she could not make any money from the graphic video, nor could she ever own a firearm again. The sentencing phase was held in March the following year. The media requested to have cameras in the courtroom to see her be sentenced, but these requests were denied by the judge, who rejected the proposal, citing both the law and common decency and old-fashioned common sense. He said it was improper for there to be a media flurry because the desire for recognition was what had inspired the shooting. Family members of both Mona Lisa and Pedro shuffled into the courtroom. Pedro's family all wore t-shirts with his face emblazoned on the front. On the back, some of them had a picture of the Golden Desert Eagle, the same pistol which had taken his life. During victim impact statements, Pedro's aunt, Paulita Ruiz, addressed Mona Lisa. She opted out of reading from a prepared statement and instead spoke freely. She said, "This comes from the heart, where you shot him. You took him away from us, Mona." When she added, "We don't hate you," a scoff could be heard coming from a man who was sitting alongside Pedro's family in the courtroom. While the stunt had been Pedro's idea, some felt that Mona Lisa should have known better than to pull the trigger. The courtroom also heard a victim impact statement from Maricela Ruiz, Pedro's cousin. Maricela had just turned 13 years old, and the loss of her cousin had a massive impact on her. Maricela and Pedro had been very close. Pedro threw her a birthday party each year and had recently taken her on vacation. She said that she missed her funny, crazy, outgoing cousin, and then asked Mona Lisa how she could have started dating somebody else so soon after he had died. She struggled to hold back tears as she said, "I love my cousin and miss him very much." Mona Lisa expressed remorse through her defense attorney, public defender Eric Goodmanson, but she opted out of speaking during the hearing. As public defender Goodmanson explained, Mona Lisa struggled to talk about the shooting and often cried when she tried to discuss what had taken place. Judge Jeffrey Remick could either accept the terms of the plea agreement or deny them and hand Mona Lisa a different sentence. Ultimately, he followed the plea agreement recommendations, which meant that Mona Lisa must serve 30 days in jail each year between 2018 and 2020. Afterwards, she would be allowed to serve the remainder of her 180-day sentence via electronic home monitoring. Mona Lisa was banned from owning any firearms for the rest of her life and was forbidden from benefiting financially from Pedro's death. She was also ordered to pay for his funeral. The sentence she received was below the state guidelines in Minnesota, and Norman County attorney James Brew explained that the short sentence was due to the fact that the shooting had been Pedro's idea. Over the past decade, YouTube has propelled itself into a booming business, with thousands of people earning millions of dollars each year from advertising revenue, as well as sponsorships from big brands. One thing that YouTube entertainers all have in common is that they began with little more than big ambitions, an internet connection, and a camera. While only a small percentage of YouTubers make it big, that doesn't stop impressionable people from chancing their luck. Pranks and stunts are a big part of YouTube, but somewhere along the way, these pranks and stunts became much more extreme and much more dangerous. Desperation to be the next big thing on YouTube turned what used to be innocent gags into exploitation for clicks. The thirst for views has become increasingly more demanding, and vloggers have been pushing boundaries and one-upping each other with more extreme videos in an attempt to set themselves apart from the masses. In 2017, Mike and Heather Martin, the parents behind the YouTube channel Daddy of Five, were running a successful channel in which they committed so-called pranks against their adopted children. While the couple claimed that they were pranks, the videos were, in actuality, the couple emotionally and physically abusing their children. The couple had celebrated success on the video platform until, eventually, the videos were met with criticism from viewers who were left feeling uneasy. In one video, Mike forced his children to slap one of his daughters in the face. In another, he sprayed disappearing ink on the floor of his son's bedroom and then reprimanded him for it, causing the child to break down in tears. Ultimately, the couple lost custody of two of their children to their biological mother, who had seen the horrific videos. They were also convicted of child neglect. The couple released an apology video in which Mike said, "It started out as family fun. It started with me and my kids, but then it was just about making a video and then making the next video more crazier than the next." Just the month after Pedro was shot and killed, Miss Zhang, a vlogger in China, almost died after eating agave americana, a poisonous plant she had mistaken for aloe vera. The video was cut short after just a couple of minutes, and Miss Zhang was rushed to the hospital where her stomach was pumped. If Ms. Zhang had not called for help, she most likely would have died. Then, in 2021, Timothy Wilkes was shot dead in Nashville while filming a prank. He and a friend approached a group of people outside a trampoline park while they were holding knives. The purpose of their so-called prank was to see how people would react to being held at knife point. Unsurprisingly, one member of the group didn't react well, and, fearing for his life, he pulled out a handgun and shot Timothy dead. No charges were filed against the shooter or against Timothy's friend. Mona Lisa and Pedro weren't the first to do something so careless in the search for fame, and they certainly won't be the last. In an ironic twist of fate, the actions of Mona Lisa and Pedro that day skyrocketed their YouTube channel. In just the space of a few days, their videos had amassed millions of views. Pedro wasn't alive to see the success, and Mona Lisa wasn't allowed to reap the benefits of the advertising revenue. The tragic shooting of Pedro Ruiz III highlighted the dark side of a desperate pursuit for YouTube stardom. Pedro's death had been fostered by a culture in which fame and fortune can be obtained by anybody with a camera and an internet connection. In 2019, YouTube banned harmful and dangerous prank videos. In announcing the ban, they said that such videos have no place on YouTube. After Mona Lisa served her prison sentence, she spoke with the Forum Moorhead, a local newspaper in Fargo. She said that for a year after the shooting, she was on the verge of suicide, but had since turned her life around. She said, "I don't think I can fully heal from that situation. I have to move forward because I have two kids who look up to me." Mona Lisa has since gotten engaged to a man named Tyler Blake, and the couple has set up a streetwear clothing brand, Wake, which she said helped empower her. She said to the Forum Moorhead, "This is why I like Wake so much, because Wake is all about troubled people and troubled kids who have gone through something and think they can't overcome it, but they can overcome it. And this is why I really resonate with Wake and have passion for it, because I was that kid. I was that 19-year-old girl who wanted to kill myself for almost a year and a half because I thought I had no purpose after what happened." Mona Lisa has also since returned to YouTube.
Wow, I don't even know why I'm nervous sitting here and like talking in front of a camera, because I do this all the time. And I think it's just because what I'm about to do and like begin a new chapter. So it's like, it makes me really, really nervous. Ah! But hi, I'm Mona. And I wanted to make this intro, this video, because I want to start a whole new YouTube channel. No, it's not going to be vlogging. No, my family will not be in it. My kids will not be in this. Tyler won't be in this. This is all about Mona Lisa and the people that follow me. So I kind of want to share with you guys a little bit about what I want to do on this YouTube channel and what I really want to create on this YouTube channel. I've been wanting to do this for the longest, to be quite honest, but it makes me very nervous and it makes me, I don't know, I just feel very nervous just because this YouTube channel is going to be all about vulnerability and sharing my truth and sharing my healing process. And honestly, just I'm just really wanting to create a community where we can help each other out, where we can inspire each other and connect with each other. And I want this YouTube channel to be a distraction to maybe what you're going through, you know, whether that's relationship problems, work problems, personal mental health problems. I want to be a person that helps and takes you away from reality for a little bit, and hopefully I can inspire you, and hopefully I can give wisdom and knowledge to the people out there that may be going through a really hard time in life, because I have been there. And I've been on my self-love journey for about 2.5 years. But I really, really started being on my self-love journey, I want to say back last August. And when I say that, I mean creating boundaries, cutting out bad toxic behavior, healing myself, going back to therapy, and dealing with my traumas one-on-one, sitting with myself, isolating myself so I can really figure out what is it that Mona needs to work on. And I just really feel called to share my truth and my vulnerabilities with you guys to hopefully help inspire you.
The opinion on the shooting of Pedro Ruiz III is still very polarizing today, with many believing that Mona Lisa Perez should have been made an example of. For the rest, they feel that living with the fact that she pulled the trigger, killing her long-term partner and the father of their two children, is punishment enough. This episode was researched and written by Emily G. Thompson, editing and scoring by Brad Mabee. Script editing, additional writing, and production direction by Rosanna and Benjamin Fitton. For more on our series and notes on this episode, please visit theywalkamonguspodcast.com. And for more on the Law & Crime Podcast Network, please visit lawandcrime.com/podcasts. This has been They Walk.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Among America, we will be back in 2 weeks' time. Thank you for listening, and please, be safe.